Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. And thank you for tuning in to the program. You're listening to Flowbread. Cosmic Philosopher. Yes. And the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never Son. I feel optimistic in a certain way, but I'm carrying a lot of interest in the story of is brought forth by sodomite white people. A lot of black people don't know that it is white people invented Christianity. I did not know that either. I grew up. My parents are solid Christians. What bothers me now is the fact that it is not an easy experience to go through. And I can see most people do not survive it. And this is the problem. This is the problem, whereas You know, when you can see something with your two eyes and make some sense of it, that's one thing. But when you have a psychological situation where you have to have a responsible working brain, a responsible working brain, in order to distinction, see the situation and know the facts of the what the fact of the matter is. It's not easy to grow up into the church and find your way out without what we consider to be real help from some source. We always accustomed to somebody talking to us. Somebody has to know something to talk to us. And when you are, the people who are to talk to you, they are bamboozled. When the people who are to talk to you are bamboozled, which means your mind is all screwed up with wrong information. And talking about cultural disaster, where you grow up with parents into, let's say, like me, St. Catherine, Jamaica. And the normative, our societal world where I grew up, church is a normative thing everywhere. And the entire island of Jamaica, people are affected by the church. Whether or not they go accept Jesus, you know, I do sense that a lot of people are not affected by the church, but in a certain way, they are affected by it. Let's say on the angle where, yeah, all they have been taught about is God, right? The Almighty God, the God that rolled the thunder, and we are given the Bible to identify with that notion of God. So you don't have a different experience but that. Now, how are you going to get away from that notion of dominate your entire life? That is my experience. A Bible that is used to teach me about the spiritual authority in life, God in the Bible, Adam and Eve. Now listen, that is the worst experience we can ever have. But when you don't know, what can you do? You will have to be tough. You have to be sincere to have a strong sense of words and the meaning and the application to issues. You have to be that good. You can't be somebody that is saying, hey, amen, hallelujah, and go to church and praise the Lord, and you don't know zinc about what you're into. You see? And when that's all you've got, nobody is not to mess with it because you don't know anything else. You don't know anything else. All right. What I have discovered is that somewhere somewhere in the past, before even our immediate parents were born, and even their parents, quite a few generations in the past, something bad happened. Something bad happened. And what happened places us into the bad situation that we are in today. Mentally, we don't know what to believe. We are so confused, and it's hard for anybody to straighten that out. In my case, nobody was straightening it out, Nobody wasn't straightening out my brain condition that I am suffering under confusing information. And I don't have a learning to learn outside of what I am taught. However, I can say that I didn't get washed away into the confusion because my common sense was still dealing with what I know to be true, whether it's true or not. But I have a realistic mind. So I believe what I was taught, my parents, you know, it's innocuous. I don't see my parents are not bad people and stuff like that. They were a good example. And I go to church like with them, you know, and that's cool. All right. But in the years that followed, and my mind is always looking at situations and trying to find out, you know, about the reality of things. Now, you know, I wasn't in any way nervous about believing in God and Adam and Eve in the Bible, right? That was not, it was the problem, but I didn't know that. So my reality remains reality until something changes. Well, that happened to me. Change occurred in my head, and it goes from the negative to the positive, because here I was in a vulnerable position for a good change to happen to me, because my concentration remains genuine, right? And if you come to me and you start talking to me and you're telling me something that I never know, I am going to listen. And once there is an opportunity for changes, you're talking positive and you're touching the negative of my conviction. Because my mind is sincere, I will discern whether or not you're telling me something that is better than what I am thinking about. I have something to pay, to put my interest in. If you don't move me, I am not going to change, because I have to see a light shining in what you find. You see? And whereas the church is what kept me right where I'm at. So the church gives me something to be interested in, and I'm interested in it. Right? There's a lot of things about the church that they don't put in the Bible. The Bible is that's where we get confused. Reading the Bible that really never tell us about ourselves and tell us all kind of nonsense that we believe.
right? So in that state of mind, begin to accept the nonsense that I believe. And I begin to sense it. I begin to feel it. I begin to see it. All right? I was that type of person, but I never had anybody to do that to me. However, the consciousness arises in my mind. The one downfall about that, well, a downfall, what helps me in this situation is that I wasn't exposed to reading and understanding certain issues. So I realized that I needed to read better than I was able to. So I go to adult school because I, you know, was reading poorly, fourth grade level, until I was age 27 when I went into adult school, right? And there was a change, immediate change, when I took reading class. I become acquainted with words and situation. And I am telling you, I experienced the change of enlightenment by that reading class. Yes? My mind begins to respond to the deficit of my understanding about stuff. I am beginning now to yield to making more positive things come into my brain hemisphere. So the reading, the better reading that I picked up in high school, I begin to use it. So once I pay issues attention and I see things and I allow my attitude to change, to accommodate what I can see now, that is what change me. So we'll say or think that somebody has to talk to you for you to know something. Certain things, but not everything. So in this case of reading, you see, when we go to school and learn to read, you know, that's nobody's business there. The way you're going to use words and understand things, it's all your thing. And it is for sure that when people are reading what is civilized, they can't be uncivilized. No. And if you bring, you know, a million people together who read the same civilized information, they will never go away and say something else, because you're reading words that not lying to you. And I'm talking about you're reading something that is a fact. Civilized stuff. You're reading lie. That lie is not. This is what I'm trying to say to you. That when you begin to pay attention to things, that is the way your mind develops. You begin to calculate. You begin to, like, put things in and fling things away. Right? So you're assembling now a knowledge, and you begin to build from bottom up. You have a better foundation now. Know that you know certain things that exist, and you need to conform yourself to this better way of thinking. That's what happened to me. Nobody has any part in my change, because I can see how I am to change. I that is something that I knew all along. I never was confused about what is positive from what is negative. So I have that good sense from when I was a child. So anytime I'm going to experience something that is good for me, I identify it easily, because I have a good thinking when it comes to that. Okay? I can really, really go infinitely high on perception of things and the vision of things. So that is what caused me to become a responsible leader. Why do you think my brother with a PhD is not, he has no desire to like talk to me and for us to talk things out? No, but he is a minister, and he has a PhD in, you know, in Christianity. He has a PhD in Christianity, I have to say that. My brother, and I can prove to you that Christianity is such a morbid, such a degrading thing. Christianity, yes. And now in the world, the white people evangelize it now to make it seem like Christianity is a basic good thing. I know that's not true. What I'm trying to say, if you are turning nuts and bolts, that would be a different story. But this is a mental thing that we face, that somebody treats you as a baby, and because it was never discovered, you are raised up to think and to manifest yourself based on what you are taught. You don't know that you were a baby that was switched, and the people who are your guardian or acting as your parents, you don't really know whether they are for real your parents. And if it doesn't come out to you, you may never know and live happily ever after. So what I'm saying about Christianity, we who grow up in it, and we don't have anybody that can affect our thinking, it's going to leave up to us. Your mind is all spoiled and you're not serious about perceiving the way you perceive things. It should be a fact. Right? Anything you're mingling your mind with, it should be something real, civilized. But what happened when you grow up in the church and that's it, all you know about is the church and the Holy Ghost and all that kind of stuff? And those things are standard hardware that you have in your mind as reality, right? So I think about when I was a boy and growing up and going to school and look at the scenery as I go along. And I like talk about the cane field that I saw and walk by, every school day, banana fields and stuff like that. Citrus and things. That I remember the scenery until this day. I remember those roads. Those roads probably is not the same road like back in my time, but I have a picture of what the road was at that time, where we turned. You know, and the gravel road and stuff like that. And I remembered that the white men owned these properties that I was passing, right? So the world, and I always wonder, like, you know, certain kind of thoughts that opposed to what I'm seeing. And I never thought that anything amiss, you know? No, I just think, well, that's the way the world is. Now, turn, you know, beyond 50, that is when I begin, my head begin to do something good for me. My brain is doing something good for me because now it is moving me towards opening up to, say, good information. But more specifically is the prehistory about life. You know, it has never been important to me to know about that because I am on frequency, Bible frequency. Okay, Bible frequency. And the problem that affects the black people is something that we live in and is affected by every day that we live. But we don't know. I never hear my parents complain about anything. It's because everything is dependent on God and in Jesus, you know, and we fight the devil, you know, wherever we see him. Now, because that false normative, false natural, false everything about life, some these sodomites, white people, if you look, they are the ones that benefit from what happened long ago, like I said. They are happy. They gain something. While black people suffer. Black people is reduced to being the property of the white people. Something has to be wrong here. The thing about it is your mind is such a thing that you can lose vital senses. When your brain ceases to operate civilly, when your brain stop talking to you, stop trying to make you understand, because something happened, and you are now, I mean, you are now filled with foolishness to where your brain is not helping you more than you may learn, you know, a little skill to do this or to do that. But as far as spiritual knowledge is concerned, you ain't going to have none of that. You're not going to have none of that because I've got the Bible and the church. You'll never know. When I now began to read, of course, all of my years before, I wasn't reading and trying to find out anything. So I didn't know anything that would, you know, begin to affect my growing up and what I have in my mind as good things. See? Now I start to read and see things. And when I analyze those things, I begin to find out from a linguistic point of view. Say, look, I am perishing with, I believe, in the church. And the Bible itself now, and the words that's in the Bible, That is where we are to look. Because if we wind up allowing words to affect us, anywhere you see words, you can't discriminate, right? So if you're talking about believe is a verb. It's something you do mentally or physically. Accept or believe, you know, a faith or all that kind of stuff. Indeed, words begin to affect us. That is what is going to, you know, do something to you. Because if you are affected by the words you are reading and the direction that you must follow with it, that is going to make you know when something is wrong. You personally, not anybody, I tell you that. Sure. Something in the Bible where the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 2, that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of the Bible because they are spiritually discerned. Now, when you were not paying attention to words, that's done all right. Sound all right to you. And everything about Jesus Christ sound all right to you. Right? Jesus was predestined before the foundation of the world to die for your sin. You're reading that all over the Bible and stuff like that. That's all right. Those things no bother you because you're not coming from a context in the Bible that you get from the Word. It's just people talking. And if you teach a class, like a Sunday school class or something like that, or if you were to give an address or something spiritual, testimony, or preach like a sermon or stuff like that, you will do it just like everybody else do it. You don't see nothing wrong with Jesus crucifying for your sin. But you don't care nothing about the history that took place in Palestine that they call Israel today. You're never concerned about none of that. We talk about Caesar Augustus. Oh, Lord, that's deep far from you. You don't know nothing about that. And Caesar gave decree that all men should be taxed. That is normative. That is all right. Ain't that right? No, we don't know. And all there is to it, your prejudice against everything else anybody attack opposing what you believe. Believe, not knowledge. If you add knowledge, you'll be okay. But I believe you, I believe the whole thing in the Bible. Right? And you don't know. You are believing and convinced about things. Had you been a reader, being guided by what you read? The same feeling. Because when you know, it affects your feeling. All right? So what I'm saying to you now, it's difficult. It is difficult. It's like you have an incurable disease now. It's a joke. And you're looking at what is to make you know something. The white people ruling the world. The white people have no legal authority whatsoever to rule anything. They belong to Europe where they come from. I know that, they're into every single settlement black people set up. I them, Nina. Yes, they rule that. They are the one who set up all of the churches, and we grew up with nothing, so. We don't think so. We think of black people. Because because it would be like, you know, if it wasn't good, why Emperor Selassie would be in there? You know, and everywhere in Africa is full of the Christian church. So that kings accepting Christianity. Who the hell these Sodomite people could do all the things they do to black people, and we have all these people entertaining Christianity with these Sodomite invented? Caesar Augustus. Who is Caesar Augustus? Into Egypt. These people, because of what happened in the past, we don't know about it. They do everything now to make sure we don't know about that. But these things are written in books, especially worldly textbooks. But we do not grow up as Christians to read world history, prehistory textbooks. And that is what kills us. None of us would like to live for church cause. If we knew that those information are wrong, we wouldn't. But because they feed us with it before we had an opportunity to learn anything different, we are mentally handicapped. And we don't know. Life is normative. Just like I say, it was with me. It's just that my life was drunk. I don't mean I was drinking anything or smoking or nothing like that, but just the normal process of breathing and listening, hearing, and stuff like that. I remember my days and where I have been. And today, by me becoming aware of words and what words say, it takes me up many, many, many stairs. My mind and my desire, my attitude is fashioned differently from the way I grew up. And it is shocking to me to know that the white people who have twist up the world of civilized people, they are so happy. Have made us disown our own existence with the Bible. And the amount of things that I always read or pay attention, those things become normative because you don't know no better. Now I have a view of what I used to, how I used to react to things. And after I learn certain, I get certain knowledge. And looking back now at those very things that I am reading that tells how we fell from under the Elohim influence and knowledge and come under these white Sodomite people influence. Because they learn how to tell us lies. They learn how to tell us lies. And they don't understand our attitude. Something went wrong. They should not be in any kind of way close to us. Never. So what I have learned now... somebody would think that, oh, like, it is easy for somebody to think, somebody who is not on this civilized frequency. Because, like I'm telling you, my brother with a PhD, you can't tell him that he's not civilized. So, but he is uncivilized. seriously uncivilized. That may know that it's not just him, but just about all of my siblings, I would say for maybe one of them, and it's about some 10 of us, that is free from being an uncivilized person, right? So we are all hybrid. We are all ethnic people. However, something is wrong with us. Like I tell you, my brother manifests that he didn't want no part of the church when he was pretty young, like maybe 16 or so. I didn't have that. I had to start reading before, you know. So it's like, whatever we have in our brain, if we just happen to turn our consciousness to our brain, you know, like when we say you need some time to think. When you say you need some time to think, it is similar to you need some time to talk to someone, pretty much like, you know, the same thing. You're going to talk to somebody. You're going to exchange thoughts with someone. But talk to yourself like that, like you're talking to somebody. And if you will be sane. You will be civilized. If you can, you don't have to go lock yourself behind a door. You're at work. You're thinking. You're driving along and stuff like that. Man, you carry yourself with you everywhere you go. You see, whether you're in a crowd or you are by yourself, if you allow your mind to talk to you, that is when you have become a real civilized person. But if you're not on your own with what you're reading, no, you're not making it. You're not making it. And you can have a lot of degrees or diploma, and yet still, your brain is shut off from communicating with you because you're listening to foolishness. You have education. The trend or the context of your day-to-day thinking is not civilized. You know, all kind of nonsense, foolishness inside of your mind, and you're reacting to a lot of things that are not making any sense. You know, you're following a bad context of things. So start making distinction between right and wrong and what is a good thing to be about. It's very important. Very important. But after we are affected to such a degree, a lot of us will never become conscious of it and able to do something that will us in the right civilized state of mind. When I come to find out what gets the white people into the position that they are in today, is 100% criminal. What they did is 100% criminal. That makes them now fraudulent. Whatever they are telling us about salvation and stuff, none of it is true. Absolutely none of it is true. And you think I could just explain it to you one all at the same time now? You know, I can say certain. It's going to take some time. An attention for someone to really come to know what these white people represent. They get so smart that they are sodomites. And I don't think it is hard to convince a person about that, because homosexuality is all over the world right now. And if you read and know, there was a time, say back in Jamaica, you know, it was very scarce. I mean, in my growing up in Jamaica for like 27 years, I never knew anybody who was a gay person. No, I did not. And on one or two occasions, I have heard people talk about homosexual. But I can tell you, it was not something that was a well-known thing, which is like you get a little wind of something like that exists. They talk about a place out at the Palisades in Kingston where there was an earthquake, a check there. And if you think these people don't carry bad energy and it's bad for black people, what happened out there is that these pirates and marauders, white people, that they were the cause why that earthquake almost, you know, swallow up everything out of that airport. Because I remember that there was some little building out there that I could see from the earthquake that tilt on one side. These people carry bad energy. And if you don't know, I'm telling you from my experience of getting to know what is good from what is bad in the world, or say, coming to know history then. Come to know our history and who we are. And you hardly have anybody willing to tell you if they know. Not me. Because I know what it is for somebody to know what is worth the while. I am telling you now that I don't have any fear to talk. White people don't belong among black ethnic people. Now, what is the status quo? What is the consensus? They own everything. But it's not so in the history. The historic record. And where we are coming from is prehistory. If you can read the prehistory, you will find out that white people don't have nothing at all. Everything they have is stolen from black people. Every single dot. And I'm not afraid to say that because I can prove it. You can't erase the history. White people are sodomite. They are homosexual. They come from a different origin from us. And this is exactly the bomb that's being dropped on them. Okay? Because we have been put in a situation where we are not reading, we don't understand. That's the reason why these homosexuals are overing over black people and mocking us and jeering us and all that kind of stuff until about, you know, after they kill us and, you know, all of the atrocities and things that they do to really destroy the black people all over the world. And they feel happy about it. 4th of July is coming up, right? This is May. July, a couple months. This is May. No. June, July. Right? About another 2-3 months. Right? And black people who now freely celebrate Christmas, that is deep, deep ignorance. Not knowing. Because when you talk about Bible that gives you a Jesus Christ and Jesus, you know, born of a virgin, so no, it's not true. You need to know that is not true. If you don't get the knowledge of history, and you may think you're above history, how can you be born just regardless of when you're born? But you don't know anything above what history says. You don't need to be concerned about what the Bible says, because the Bible don't have neither God, Jesus, Satan, none of the capital or primary, the Genesis creation story. You can't find them in no civilized history book. Bible is only Bible where these white sodomite honest fucking people put together, my dear ladies and gentlemen. You must be told that. I am telling you that. It's up to you if you want to, like, keep on believing what you're believing and never want to know what you believe. Right? I know what it is for us to live in this condition. And because I know what it is, I am at liberty to tell what I know. Okay? Now, if they think that they would like to shut me up, well, it is between them and the gods. It's between them and the gods. And if they are powerful enough, me, affect my life, well, I would have to say, well, the gods, not concerned about it. But I am going to live the way I know, by the information that is a record. I'm going to follow the record anyway. And whatever happened, happened. But I don't see me to be like a Malcolm X, a Muhammad Ali, a Marcus Garvey, a Martin Luther King, a Jesse Jackson, a Hal Sharpton, or Farrakhan, or, you know, any of the followers, whether or not you're Islam, Muslim, or you're First Baptist, or Ebenezer, so all them kind of, any church, it's just church. Doesn't matter. Any of them, no better than the other. You know, maybe for some social consideration, I would say, well, you know, which one? Well, if the Islam Muslims and Muslim extremists, you know, that is like they are very, very unfair with the Islamic teaching. It's not that Islam is any better than the Christianity part of it, because Islam is Christianity. Them just calling it a different name. Right? They have what is called, beside the Quran, they have the Sharia law. And the Sharia law, it goes to the deepest depth of evil, where they'll cut your hand, they dismember you and stuff like that. You know, like if they say you steal something and you're accused of, they cut off your hand or something like that. And you see this guy, Leopold King, that guy who was king in the Congo, that guy, he dismembered a lot of African people who he had working under him. Yeah. He dismember, you know, dismember their head, the tip of their head from the body and all that. you know. And you see, that so-called, it is no king, but that's what they begin to do. Call themselves by civilized noble name. That's what they do. These white people, none of them not exempted. Okay? Because which of them you'd say, well, not exempted, you would know them to be going to a church where it's not known for doing those kind of gruesome stuff. Right? Because, yes, a lot of Christian churches don't really practice some of those things, but the church is owned by these white sodomite people. Yeah, they used to come to Jamaica and pick up money every year. We go to convention. 6 days, they calling, roll call and take money. And then they take their plane and fly back, come back to America where they come from. Listen, it doesn't matter which one of these churches, and no matter how decent it might behave, it don't come from nowhere else. No precedence except these white, honest, fucking sodomites. From that origin, their blood. And now, because they mingle with blood that is higher than theirs, now they are in this position where they can mingle with black people, interbreed with black people, like they were interbreeding with Neanderthals. This is the problem. Where they are a brain and artisan skill, right? Yes, and boast about language and stuff like that. Where did they get it from? Now, I can show you how easy I push them off into somewhere with that. They are in Africa by their first ancestor or their second major ancestor, the Homo erectus. Homo erectus left from Africa and go into Europe, where that's where they develop us, Homo erectus, for 2 million years or so. What did they do? What language did they develop there over that time? Nothing. Nothing. So the record is clear. White people become as civilized as you see they are by Elohim that came to earth and created the black people. And black people begin to fall over the world and settle down. And what did they do after they learned some language and stuff like that from the black people? They begin to now, overthrow a king, take away his military, and totally push kingship, government out of service. Yes, we can't have our own government anymore. So, you know, I mean, but ignorance of the black people is what causes all of this to happen. But you see, it's not going to go on forever. It is a stoppage right now. And look, you can go on and steal and do all kind of a crime. And there was a BTK or something like that. And nobody caught him. He was a serial killer. And nobody caught him until he basically gave up himself. He was in a church. And nobody wasn't finding him. Right? Sodomites. You know, the United States. All the churches out there. That's right. Drug killer and everybody. Go to church. You see. And kill a lot of people. You know, in the drug thing. You see? And that's the kind of world that these people bring up on the black people. Because what? We met up with them over some 12,000 years ago. And that's why you find black people wanting married to white people and all that. they don't have the knowledge about who they are. And surely because these people come in and destroy us, take away what we have and say, I mean, if they remove a king, we don't have no hope. And then I am wondering, why is it that Africa has nothing to all of these atrocities the white people are doing and behaving like they don't do anything? And we are accepting it. Now, if we were standing up and speaking the truth, they wouldn't be here at all. If our ancestors behaved themselves, we wouldn't have no problem in the world. We would be living our lives going on. But these sodomites, as you can see, they seek to breed with the black people because it was beneficial to them. In every given way, it was beneficial to them. But see, they never come out and be adamant about the fact that they are sodomites. They didn't do that because they were more interested in learning. And from they learned something, it's a different story. So this is where we are. They cannot afford to make us be free because that would put them right back into Europe where they come from. But they were not coming and invading us and taking away what we have before they get the knowledge. And the world history textbook is right here in front of me, where they start calling themselves Romans. And that is what put them in the place they are, because they are sucking everything from the African people. Now, this name Romans, if you know, this is the name that these white fuckers use to get all the things they have in the world, AD Anno Domini. Because calling themselves Romans, and operating Roman Republic, it gave them the authority. That's the illegal authority to destroy and the black people in ways they want to break down the economic civilized power of the African people. That's what they are up to, because they know who we are. They know what they got from us, and they decide that they're going to learn those things and turn around and say, they didn't learn a damn from us. You see? And when they overthrow the king, you must understand that they are so uncivilized that they don't know that's not the right thing to do, because life must be nourished and cherished. They don't have enough sense to understand that. They only understand that it must be about themselves. All of the we read about that they have done to the African people, it is a big piece of knowledge. And if you're not reading to find out, you will forever believe the Bible where they are saying Adam and Eve fall from grace. You read the history story, you'll find out that the Bible ain't telling you a civilized story. A sodomite fictional contrivance, and they make it up so that black people are right where you are. Because like I said, things that they have, you see even the way they dress now in European suit and stuff like that, you think that, oh, they are the one who invented the those things. No, they don't invent anything. Right? Because who taught mankind to make clothing? And you see what they do with cotton and all this kind of stuff? Yes, they learn from us, and so they learn from us to try and get ahead of us. And then the worst thing that they have done is And everything they come in with now, they push out what we have established and take it for themselves. That's what they have done. Now, if we read the history and know, they will have to run, go back where they come from. Because they can't live with us and the truth together. We will have to be ignorant. You see, and that's what they're working on. Keep us ignorant. Now, they can't carry me. I have it right inside of my face right now. You see? And all the fact that they are uncivilized, remember now, they are sodomite culture. But now, they're suffocating. Civility suffocating them because they don't want to show themselves like they are sodomites and honest fuckers. No. And when they are out there killing the people in Syria and taking all of the wealth out of Syria and Afghanistan, they don't want you to look on them like they're a criminal. But that's what they are. These are white people. I make you think that because they come and thief our money, 509 BC, and begin to spread over Africa and all the places, and it seems like that. Seeing that them so intelligent, now they will go anywhere and show off from black people and tell them, wrap it up. They have what they call a different model of change regime. You see? Because from they overthrow the king in Italy, they don't want to name themselves king. You see, they do it, you know, in very sporadic type of a manner. They don't like to go out and call themselves king, right? So they stay away from that, call themselves monarch and some other things, right? President and all that kind of stuff. All right. So the thing is now, they want to appear like they are natural. That's what they're doing. Okay? Why do they have a place that they call the White House? I mean, that's insult. For a place that is a back country that they come and conquest and take over control. Right? But the truth is there yawning. Why the black people allowing these sodomites to do the kind of stuff they can do? They can only appear to be civilized. They're only pretending. It's no less than impersonation. They are impersonating because all of the institutions that they are running is set up by the God in summer. They don't set up nothing. They don't set up no civilization. It's in the world, it's a textbook that the God set up civilization in the river valley. Mesopotamia. And they don't want anybody to know that the God come from Nibiru and come on earth into South Africa and dredge four rivers that later on is what make big civilization, the water. And all the history is there. And because black people are not reading, that's why these sodomites take over African jurisdiction. That's it. And here's the thing in the world is the textbook. But they are too much of an idiot fucking ass. Because they shouldn't do these kind of things and don't realize it could backfire on them. Because what they are doing is not feasible. It's only because black people are drunk. Why? They are going on and like, Everything is okay. Nobody is, whatever black people are saying or doing, it doesn't, you know, it's just something that comes and goes. That's how they see it, because we are not touching the right button at all. DeMarcus Gavi just tell you that, you know, anyone at the church is good. So why it eludes them that Christianity was never there all along? Why black people are so dark? Why? It doesn't, you know, it's only my persistence to find out, to read and find out. That the only thing that I needed to do was to read and get the information. I never thought about that. But when I began to do it, it was the instruction of my brain. My brain tell me to do that. Well, who make my brain? You go figure. I'm telling you right now, these white people think that they are here to stay. They're not here to stay. See all the hurricane out there and the tornadoes. If they think they are here to stay, well, so be it. But these sodomites, I don't have no kind of a consideration, no kind of pity for none of them, because the reason why they are here is because they're turning us into sodomites. We allow them. I mean, I'm reading what they say here on this program, and not all the people that are listening to me. I don't find one person to write me or call me and talk about it. And it's what these people are saying about their intention to destroy the black people. They write it and explain it and tell you. And we, and those who were here some 400 years ago, allow them to come here and set up Christianity. Today, black people have no inalienable rights. And none of the places that black people live is free from white sodomite dominion. They're not free from it. Because of what? The bogus, fraudulent A.D. Anadamani. Where they going with that? Where are they going with A.D. Anadamani? It's the end of it right now. Right now. And you think that the Bill Gates and all of them have money? No, they don't have nothing, because they steal. The first all they make was St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Italy. There is the account of what they did, and call themselves Romans. And they think they can get away with that. As long as I live, say the gods, they have not gotten away with it. Gotten away with it. And if they think that they are all that bad, go up in the plane and it's coming down and see if you can come down and in one piece. The gods, they know exactly how to hem all of this old nonsense. And the people who want to stay and believe into their Jesus and stuff like that, go on with them. Because if you don't have no life in your brain to tell you anything else, well, go with them. But one thing is for sure, they are sodomites. They will forever be sodomites. Succeeded in overthrowing the black people, they are lying to themselves. The faggot, the homosexual, are lying to themselves. And now they want to say, well, then somebody like me, oh, I don't have a right to be talking like that, because they control over our neighborhood. Right? Controlling our lands and where we live, and they are controlling what we do. They don't have no right to do that. They don't have any right to do that. There is no federal government for black people. And I am seeing today this guy, spent like about 39 years in prison, and he was totally innocent. I mean, he did not do not lift one pen to commit a crime. They will accuse any black person to put you behind bars and don't even give you a good trial. You see, because it's just like Inquisition. They got legislation from the Pope and the Emperor to go out and to force black people to become Christian. That's way back in the early 1220 AD. Faggots do to black people. That's what they do. I know make it be with this AD and a Dominic conviction that people think that AD and a Dominic calendar is bureaucracy power. It is not. It don't based upon nothing cosmological. Nothing. Okay? And they want to come and have dominion over us because of this fucking nonsense they get out of their asshole talking about is AD and a Domini over black people, over their territories. No, it's not their jurisdiction. Get their fucking ass out. That's what they are supposed to do. Because if they were anything, they would still be in their indigenous land. They follow us everywhere we go. Why everywhere? They fuck too much stinking ass of their own. And they would think that, no, we don't have a right to talk like this. If you think I don't have a right to talk like this, Zeus, please. Zeus, the tornadoes are out there. And if you think you get away with destroying the black people, you know, of course we go wrong. We go wrong. A lot of us don't know nothing about being wrong. We only live wrong because of what these sodomites have done. And write a Bible to seal our deal. We don't know a damn thing about what they did. And talk about, and we don't even know that. Then they tell you, your mind must be unnatural to understand those things that are spiritual. These fucking ass, they don't have no conscience. No conscience! And if you think kingship is dead, you make a sad mistake. That's a sad mistake. Because kingship never dies. It never dies. A.D. Anno Domini, Jesus Christ, is uncivilized. Democracy, sodomy, government. That is a fact. That is a fact. A.D. is not a realistic thing. It is not a civilized thing. A white people scam. And read the history real good. You see, and they write a lot of things, right, because they never think that black people will ever read well enough to know what they have done. Prove to them they're wrong. Because, you know, they never can resolve issues by talking with language because they don't get along with dictionaries very well. Lucky that when I was arrested at third and defended myself, they're lucky that I did not know then what I know now. Because, you know, everything would have ended at that time. White people reign would have ended that time had I known. Right now, come and just start the conversation. See, there's hardly anybody who is willing to call in this show and have a chat. 347 850-1358. And then they like to cut me off my program, and people don't get to hear what I say. But they can't stop the truth. They can't stop destiny. They say they own the world and things like that because black people shut up. But when the time came, the time come, that's all there is. You know? When the gods decide that no more of this old bunch of white sodomites, homosexual spreading of that kind of uncivilized life on the planet. No more of it. Because it is cursed, unhealthy, and they want to be in our faces and take all of our architectures and make it be like it's here. Everything that belongs to us, that's why they take off, even down the drawers off of black people, and make something against us. Make wealth and make something against us. Why they don't put their culture, their cultural people? Why they don't put them in the Bible and say salvation come by them? Why it's not one of them go on the cross? See that they're dying. Now I talk about a white man die on the cross for your sin and all this kind of stuff. No, these whole bunch of fuckeries must end. It must end. Both the New Testament and Jesus Christ. This fuckery must end. You see? And let the tornado clean them out. All of these things that they tell, and black people don't pay no attention, and we go like we're helpless. Listen what they are talking and telling us. When I tell you that A.B. and Adam and Jesus Christ is uncivilized democracy, sodomy government, uncivilized, that is the fact. And if you let it be fact and act upon it, they will lap their tail and go back where they is the history of sodomy Jesus Christ. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage as the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. They might talk about themselves and what they leave from Palestine and come to America to do. That's what they're talking about. If it were shown that the Puritans who settled America did not establish truly Christian cultural principles that were in some important ways perpetuated, then a strong suspicion might be raised that the entire case for a now lost Christian America rests on rather nebulous foundation. The search for Christian America. P.28. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. They believed, too, they were on a divine mission to America. Aren't they prolific? Aren't they, you know, articulate to say these kind of things? But you can't be civilized and say these kind of things. You can't know what the civilized world is like and say these kind of stuff. You have to be pushing it into a fucking ass. Okay? To be doing that, to look at this great civilized world and do all these kind of stuff. And that's what the presidency of the United States is all about. What I am reading and talking about right now. That's what they're all about. And didn't you know that they passed sodomy law in 2015 by Obama? Don't you know that? And what black people are doing about it? They know that the Supreme Highest Court says that black people are not human and don't deserve human liberty. Don't you know that? What black people are doing? To turn push everything under the rug and going on like everything is all right. You think it's all right? No, it's not all right. And you know what? The worst is yet to come, as well as the best is yet to come. So it's worse, you see? But those who have arcane history of civilization, you will have comfort in the truth and protection. But these sodomites that come here and turn black people into jackasses and cannot be changed, cannot be reformed back to your civilized self, well, you will get the reward with these sodomites who you follow. This is what they come in with. These uncivilized people who get little civility from the black people, they are saying, no, the fact is the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. They come into our territory to kick us out, to take away power from us, and handicap us with their kingdom, dominion, reconstructionist teaching. What is that reconstruction? And what are they? Our sexuality. That's what these white people are all about. And you don't believe what I say. Just take it. It's knowledge. It's true. All right? The Puritans believe that they were carrying to America true Christianity, as decreed by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. They believed, too, that were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God to be New Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. John Winthrop, and listen to this really good, because he's going to say something that must push a red flag up when he says something I'm going to read here. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found ancient Palestine. But they are calling it their sodomite name, Israel, to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. See, so they're taking something away according to them. They say they are taking away the principle, which means the knowledge of nationhood founded in Palestine. What are they doing in Palestine to begin with? They are European. What are they doing there? ask the question and answer it itself. Because there are things here that we are acting oblivious to. We need to know them. Now, he says, you don't need to give any explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state, their sodomite state, and society the exalted status of a new Palestine, they call it a new Israel. Law was directly, if not exclusively, incorporated into the legal system of New England. The Massachusetts Bay Body of Library of 1641 stated that if any man after legal conviction shall have or worship any other god but the Lord God, he shall be put to death. Death was also described for witchcraft, was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality, adultery, and kidnapping. Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law books. And that is what I have to tell you, and hope that you get something from what I said. If you belong to the iniquity of the Bible, my friend, and remember, the Bible doesn't have a creation story in there for no human being, neither for black people or for white people. But they are the ones that wrote it for their own good purpose, and that is to hijack black people and the will that they have, that you don't even have no place that call yours. Because the father them take it and says, here, you know the value of AD and Adamani, to begin to think differently. You see what I mean? Because that is the reversal power. It's to know AD and Adamani is nothing but fucking ass. That's what AD and Adamani is. It has no Jesus. It has no God. There's nothing at all to AD and Adamani. But you say it is, and you assume it is true. Stop assuming it. And just know that AD and Adamani is fucking ass. That's it. We'll talk again. That's real truth I just gave to you. Go look at it and see how true it is. Don't believe it. That is one thing you don't do, because you don't need to believe something you don't know. No comes first. So my delight is for the world to be treated civilized. And we have a problem where the ethnic people, corruption of these fucking ass white people that looking now like they are not sodomites, but that they are natural people. You let them fool you? They're ruling over you. They are ruling over you with Kingdom Dominion Reconstructionist teaching. The Bible, those Bible Adam and Eve story that they're talking about. Let's find you that piece of land where Adam and Eve were placed. And then take out. Why don't they show that to you? No, they are fucking ass. And just as I'm telling you, AD and Adamini, they invented it. We have every record to prove that. Okay? That they are not coming from anywhere that is connected to the divine God that set formation. Don't be afraid. Let them go back. Go fuck ass where they come from. We don't want them in our territory. That they talk about this here. we know it's not there. We can prove that. Go back and fuck your ass over where you come from.